Connecticut Governor Dana Malloy said Thursday his administration is ready to start issuing layoff notices to more than 1,000 state employees. WSHU's Eb Ongudama reports.
Malloy says the layoffs are needed to help close Connecticut's burgeoning budget deficit, which is now more than $1.5 billion. He says he's negotiating with CBAC, the state employee union's collective bargaining units, to get concessions and avoid layoffs. But in case the negotiations fail, the layoff process has to begin in order for the job cuts to take effect by the beginning of the next fiscal year on July 1st.
We won't be asking people to leave while we continue to try to negotiate with our employee base, but the reality is we have certain legal obligation to give a certain amount of notice.
Labor concessions are a big part of Malloy's ongoing budget negotiations with Republican and Democratic leaders of the State General Assembly. But state employee union officials are urging the governor and the lawmakers to solve Connecticut's budget problems without gutting services and putting thousands of state employees out of work. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.